Indian Summer Festival is a family fun activity that is unlike really any other festival in Springfield. It's a great event for getting families together and outside. We have a lot of different environmental games and activities for families to participate in. And we have a lot of neat music, as well as some entertaining family events such as wild animal shows. We'll have Smokey the Bear and just different events that is really kind of unique to our area.
I can remember being a kid, there's like pumpkin carving and decorating at times, correct?
Right. We've got a pumpkin painting, and we've got puppet shows. We've got different vendors who focus mainly on native or traditional crafts. And the neat part about it is they will actually demonstrate to their customers how their skills and how they make the items that they're selling. So we'll have a pottery demonstration. A lady will be there with her pottery wheel describing basically how she makes and tosses her pots. We'll have a wood carver there demonstrating his talents. We'll have a quilter there who will demonstrate the different techniques for quilting, as well as a beekeeper. And she'll have a hive there and be talking about bees and their importance, and some of the products that come from a beehive.
And then there's also, kind of as you mentioned, this like educational aspect as well, correct? Including kind of environmental information that, kids and probably families can find out more about. Is that correct?
Right. We've got the University of Illinois Extension Office. We have a great partnership with them. They'll be out there. They do several things for us. They'll have a pot collecting station for flower pots, a recyclable station. People can bring out their plastic pots that they have extras of, and they'll recycle them. They'll also be there discussing the importance of composting and rain barrels. We'll have a group there discussing our native wildflower demonstration garden, which is they just planted this year. And the extension will be there to talk about people who are interested and planting native wildflowers and how they can grow in your flower gardens at your home. And then we'll also have all kinds of nature-related activities for kids and families. We'll have a bird behavior scavenger hunt, a migration game, puppet shows, birdhouse nest building, pumpkin painting, face painting, leaf rubbing, all kinds of really neat events that are really just the only place that you can kind of find that kind of activities in the Springfield area.
And then finally, what about the performers who will be at the Indian Summer Festival, Lincoln Memorial Gardens?
Yeah, we have a great lineup. On Saturday, we start the day off at 11 o'clock with the Thomas Taraski Burnett Trio, followed at 12:45 by the Emerald Underground, and capping Saturday off is the Blue Jays. On Sunday, we've got at 11 o'clock Nevermind the Weather, 12:45 Ben Bedford, and at 2:30 Murder of Crows. And the Blue Jays, Bluegrass, Nevermind the Weather is an old-time string band. So we really try to cover all bases with our music.
And so this is your first Indian Summer Festival, and you've recently come on board at Lincoln Memorial Gardens as their executive director this spring. Tell us a little bit about your background. You were assistant to the executive director for the Illinois Audubon Society before this, correct?
Correct. I've always been in the parks and rec kind of field. I came from Illinois Audubon. Before that, I was executive director at Harrisburg Park District in southern Illinois. And before that, I worked for Illinois Department of Natural Resources. So I've graduated from Western with a Parks and Rec degree. So the outdoors has kind of always been my emphasis in my employment.
So you've been working on a review of the Gardens Master Plan. Is that correct? Can you tell us a little bit about what that's involved and maybe some of the developments?
Sure. We're just kind of taking a look at everything we got and just doing a basic review of all of our infrastructure, our plants, and just kind of formulating a guideline for where we're going to go for the future. One of our big tasks ahead of us is the amount of invasive and exotic species in the garden. That's a problem everywhere now in Illinois, and that's going to be one of our main focuses for 2014.
Is that something where you might need volunteers, or how do you really combat invasive species on that scale when you're talking about the magnitude of acres you have out at the gardens?
Yeah, we have 110 acres, and almost all of it you can find various invasive species, and it will be a huge volunteer effort. Right now we're gearing up to have a volunteer training to get some of our volunteers certified to use herbicide, because that's really the main way to battle the invasives in the garden.
The garden has kind of gotten bigger in some ways over the past few years. Is that correct? And if so, can you explain how so?
Yeah, we've added a couple properties. The original property was 63 acres. We've added the Collie property, which is the meadow property across the road where we actually have the Indian Summer Festival. And in the 90s, we also added about 40 acres of an old farmstead called the Ostermeyer Prairie Center. And we've converted most of that now into a native prairie.
And so with this added space, increased needs for fundraising, perhaps?
Well, anytime you add more land, I think you definitely increase your fundraising needs. The garden has been really fortunate. We've gotten several grants, and we're able to use some grant money to develop those properties. But it's always an ongoing fundraising effort to keep the facility and infrastructure up and in place.
And so any other future plans fundraising-wise or expansion-wise, or you mentioned combating these invasive species out at Lincoln Memorial Gardens, but any other future plans during your time as executive director that you can tell us about thus far?
Well, we've added one new fundraiser, and that's our 8K trail race that we started last spring. And that's going to be an event that we continue with annually. It was extremely successful, and we really enjoyed it. I think a lot of the people, the comments we got from the race enjoyed it also. So obviously keeping our trails up and chipped is going to be a pretty big priority to keep that in place for the trail race next spring.